is WHFR Dearborn.
Henry Ford College's Mirror News is looking for new writers. The newspaper is student-run and a great opportunity for budding journalists to gain experience. The Mirror News covers a variety of topics such as politics, new restaurants, art exhibits, local events, and recent films. If you would like to share your talents, email Dr. Kim at pkim@hfcc.edu or the editor at editor@hfcc.edu. See yourself in the Mirror News.
Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
IMPEC, every fourth Tuesday, 12 noon. Learn about people and organizations making a difference in your metro community. Get information on newly formed organizations seeking a change. Get updates from current organizations and people who are working to reach the need and concerns as well as serve. Join me every fourth Tuesday at 12 noon on IMPEC.
Recently, we have heard about innocent people who lost their lives due to the result of a domestic violence situation. Domestic violence occurs in every community, and it does not discriminate. It's past time we stand with our brothers and sisters that continue to suffer in silence. If you are a victim or know someone who is involved in a domestic violence situation, please call the Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or go online at www.thehotline.org.
Disclaimer: this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the third week edition of IMPECT. I am your host, Missy J. This afternoon, how are you doing today? Well, today, I am my own guest, Missy J. Three of my guests could not make it, two due to transportation issues, and the other individual, Miss Bassey, who is working so hard with the young people. She now teaches dance on Monday afternoons for the performance on Sunday at the Greater Christ Baptist Church. So I have to get her back in here to talk about her dance team and the art of dance. But in the meantime, once again, welcome to the third week edition of IMPECT. And I am your host, Missy J. First of all, I would like to start off by saying today is Community Day. I'm going to talk about different things going on in the community, the Dearborn, Detroit, and surrounding communities. I won't have an opinion, but I just want to keep you updated and informed on what is going on. Let me start off by saying prayers to the family and friends of the recent tragedy of young ladies losing their lives. Since Mother's Day weekend, we have had four young ladies that lost their lives practically back to back. It hits close to home because one of the young ladies, we call her Candy, They had a candlelight vigil for her yesterday. She was one of my niece's roommates from college and after college. So, prayers continue to go out. And I want to know, where is the outrage? Now, we can get together in masses and march about things going on out of our city. But what happens when it occurs in our own city? This is not normal. This is not every day. Don't say, well, this is Detroit. No. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Now, if anyone has any information pertaining to any of these crimes, they are asked to contact the Detroit Police Department Homicide Unit at 313-596-2260. Or also call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP. A lot of great things are going on in the community. How's your health? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to feel healthier? Join the Diabetes Prevention Program to learn how. Lose weight. Be more active. Prevent diabetes. A free lifestyle training manual will be provided and a free calorie booklet. The sessions take place on Mondays 1 until 2 p.m. and on Wednesdays 5 until 6 p.m. And there will be a new class starting on Tuesday, June 11th, 1 until 2 p.m. The space is limited, so please call to sign up at 313-600-1139. The location for the sessions are the Access Medical Center, 6450 Maple Street in Dearborn, Michigan, 48126, in the WIC Conference Room, first floor. I am dealing with type 2 diabetes, and it has gotten to the point that it's being controlled by pills and insulin. And I'm not ashamed to say I must do better in controlling my diabetes. This summer, I'm going back to the Y, hit the track, go down to the Riverwalk, the Dequindre Cut, and I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to try my best to stay out of these fast food restaurants. Nothing against the fast food restaurants, and I'm grateful they have provided a meal. But I have to use more healthy options if I decide to keep going to fast food restaurants. Ladies, how was your Mother's Day? Every day is Mother's Day. The Motor City Brass Band, under the direction of Craig Strain, presents the Summer Shamrock featuring Black Thorn on Sunday, June 2nd at 3 o'clock p.m. It's more than a concert. It's a show. This will take place at the Michael A. Guido Theater at the Ford Community and Performance Arts Center, 1580 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, Michigan. 313-943-2359. More information, check out the Motor City Brass Band's hotline, 248-788-6618. Usually, WHFR sets up a table outside in the lobby. So, with that said, please check us out and stop by and say hello. And find out more information about the station that's always making waves, WHFR 89.3.FM on your dial. The American Association of University Women in Dearborn present a summer book sale on June 1st through the 2nd, 2019, from 10 to 5 p.m. at the Dearborn Ice Skating Center upstairs, 14900 Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan. The proceeds will support local education programs for students at Dearborn High School, Fordson High School, Edsel Ford High School, Henry Ford College, and the University of Michigan Dearborn. Thousands of quality used books at bargain prices. If you want to also donate books, and I have plenty of books to donate, you can do so during this event. For more information on the book sale, just go online, booksale.aauw.dearborn@gmail.com. I was out and about at the Michael A. Guido Center on Friday, and I picked this up. Interesting, since I am in the broadcasting industry, I love the fine arts too. There's an employment opportunity, a stagehand. The minimum age to apply is 16 years old. The last date for filing this application is 8 o'clock a.m. Friday, May 24th. Apply online at www.cityofdearborn.org. Also, the Ford Community and Performance Arts Center is looking for a part-time custodian. The minimum age is 18 years old. Once again, you must submit to a criminal history check and drug screen. Last day to apply is 8 o'clock a.m. Thursday, May 23rd. Once again, you can apply online at www.cityofdearborn.org. The Dearborn Hills Golf Course is in need of a bartender. This is part-time, but the work schedule is directly related to events at the golf course. The last date to apply for this position is 8 o'clock a.m., Thursday, May 23rd. Once again, apply online at www.cityofdearborn.org. May I add, there are a lot of good careers and opportunities at the City of Dearborn. Once again, just go online at www.cityofdearborn.org. I am Missy J. Welcome to Impact. Once again, today is Community Day to let you know what's going on in Dearborn, in Detroit, and the surrounding community. I want to say shout out to the class of 2019 here at Henry Ford College and everywhere. I just walked by. A new session is going on in the Culinary Arts Department. Did you know you could get a Bachelor of Science degree here in Culinary Arts? Just go online to find out, www.hfcc.edu. Let me tell you about a success story, and I have to get her in here, Brenda Craig, to talk about coming to Henry Ford College for a second career in the Culinary Arts Department. She recently graduated. So shout out to her. That's a family friend and a church friend from New Life Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. She also did an internship with Disney. So I'm not tooting the horn about Henry Ford College, but we have one of the top culinary arts curriculum in Michigan. It might be in the world. For more information about culinary arts and our other programs, just go online at www.hfcc.edu. Here at Henry Ford College, we teach you how to earn more than just a paycheck. Shout out to the brother who paid that loan debt at Morehouse College, Robert Smith. He's a billionaire. And speaking of debt, Henry Ford College also has a program where if you owe money and had to stop pursuing your education because of financial reasons, please, please contact Henry Ford College and find out how that debt can be forgiven so you can get back into college and achieve your goals of excellence. I'm getting ready to find out as well, because I have some classes and I have some things I want to complete here at Henry Ford College. I am Missy J, and you're listening to the third edition of Impact, where I am today my own guest. Music is taken from our wonderful, diverse library here at Henry Ford College.
You want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford College. Henry Ford College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Start your exciting career as a surgical technologist now. Henry Ford College has a two-year program with a 98% employment rate. Job offers are up by 24% all over the United States. You'll graduate with an associate degree and hands-on surgical experience. Prepare for fall 2018 enrollment and call a health career advisor today at 313-317-6845.
Disclaimer: this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Good afternoon. For those who just joined me, I am Missy J, and welcome to the third edition of Impact, the third week edition to be exact of Impact. The fourth week belongs to LaBeth. Today, I am my own guest. I turned this into Community Day, talking about what's going on in the community, in Dearborn, in Detroit. Yesterday, I went out to the Motown Museum, Hicksville, USA. It was Founders Day to celebrate the legacy and the love of Esther Gordy Edwards, sister of, one of the sisters of, Berry Gordy. You know, it was the sisters and the family, the Gordy family, that made Hicksville, USA, the sound of young America possible. Berry borrowed from a family loan, a family fund that was set up. And his sisters backed him up, you know. Very good. His sisters were instrumental in a lot chaperones, teaching proper etiquette to the young ladies who would enter those doors on West Grand Boulevard, 2648 to be exact. Speaking of Motown, Thelma Houston's Motown Memories, My Motown Memories and More, Saturday, June 29th, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. For tickets, visit www.dearborntheater.com or call the box office, which is open Thursday through Saturday, 12 to 7 p.m. at 313-943-2345. Thelma's Motown show will include the songs Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Get Ready, Uptight, Everything's All Right, Dancing in the Streets, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, Please, Mr. Postman, Heatwave, Do You Know Where You're Going, Cloud Nine, Don't Leave Me This Way. That was originally done by Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, featuring Theodore Teddy Pendergrass. I Got the Music in Me, This Is Your Life. Grammy Award winner Thelma Houston will take you on a musical journey back to her Motown roots, performing Motown songs that we all know and love, and share stories about her historic career at Motown Records. I wonder if we can get her here for an interview. I had the pleasure of last year during the Detroit Music Weekend of meeting and socializing with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Brenda Holloway, Martha Reeves, who was always out and about in the community, and many more. Thank you to Michael Fuqua, son of the legendary Harvey Fuqua, for making that event possible for me. I was so excited. But stay tuned for more information. Once again, speaking of Motown again, part of Parkside in Detroit will be named David Ruffin Avenue. I have to get David Ruffin's grandson in here and his former wife, Sandra, to talk about the impact, the Classic Five, and talk about the impact of Motown and David Ruffin. Impact. This show, I am my own guest. Check out the movie music of Spike Lee and Terrence Blanchard, featuring the Terrence Blanchard Quintet and vocalist Ledisi and Kiana Linnell, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, of course, Damon Gupton, conductor. This takes place Sunday, June 2nd at 4 o'clock p.m. in the Orchestra Hall. Spike Lee and Terrence Blanchard have enjoyed a long and fruitful relationship as filmmaker and composer on several collaborations over the years. The movie music of Spike Lee and Terrence Blanchard showcases the stunning scores and songs from 8 Spike Lee films. Just call or go online, dso.org, or 313-576-5111. Speaking of the DSO, the Max M, and Marjorie S. Fisher Music Center, I can't wait until July for the Concert of Colors. So stay tuned for information about the Concert of Colors. I'll be back shortly. I am Missy J. Once again, this is Impact. On June 13th, WHFR 89.3.FM will be hosting a June garage sale. Thursday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. here at Henry Ford College in Building M, 5101 Road in Dearborn, Michigan. It's garage sale season, and WHFR is having their second annual garage sale. Come out and explore and purchase CDs, 45s, LPs for crazy low prices. Buy up to 10 items for $1. Buy up to 20 items for $2. We also will be having electronics and studio equipment, office equipment, and promotional items. WHFR merchandise will be for sale at both discounted prices and at special garage sale prices. Once again, come by the Pavilion area of the Student Center, Building M on the main campus. Stop by. Buy the stuff while supporting your favorite 9 commercial radio station. Oh, by the way, this event is free. Just bring cash to spend on items. The station that's making waves, WHFR 89.3.FM on your dial. On June 7th, at 6 o'clock p.m., Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, 2080 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan, will present the Detroit Youth Choir Concert. This is a scholarship benefit concert. So, please come out. For more information, just contact Brother Ronnie Phillips, Chairman of the Tabernacle Scholarship Committee, 313-898-3325. I have heard the Detroit Youth Choir when they had the Gospel Tribute Concert last year at New Bethel, honoring the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. So, please go out and support. I once again want to bring out things that are going on in our community. For example, please, whoever took Little Cobra, it means a lot to a young man. He's 11 years old with special needs. And someone took him right in front of the young man. And he is devastated. That's his friend. So if you have any information about Little Cobra, please. Return him. Once again, let me get back to a story I told you, which is free to the public. The legendary David Ruffin of the Temptation Street renaming. Please come join the family of David Ruffin, friends and fans, on celebrating the renaming of Parkside Street to David Ruffin Avenue. This takes place on Friday, June 21st at 2 o'clock p.m. Also, following the street renaming, head over to the celebration for David Ruffin at Burt's Motown Room, June 21st, 2727 Russell Street in the Eastern Market District from 6 p.m. until. Thank you, Lady Champagne, for that information, which is posted on Facebook. Lady Champagne, congratulations to her, Detroit Music Award winner, blues artist. You can catch her down at Burt's as well on Saturday nights, 9 o'clock p.m., where she gives live blues. She just does her thing. and I enjoy it. Last year, I celebrated my birthday weekend with my cousin Rita and family down at Burt's. So Burt's is one of our sponsors. We don't do commercials, but Burt's does support us here at WHFR 89.3.fm. So please make sure you check out Burt's. Check out Lady Champagne. And on Friday nights is free jazz night. So check that out as well. Bridging the Gap will take place Saturday, May 25th at Middle Belt and Pine in Inkster, Michigan. Bring out your lawn chairs. There will be free bike giveaways for the children, basketball games, a lot of family fun activities, family friendly. Be a limited amount of food and beverages, so get there early or pack your own. No alcohol, please. Please, no alcohol. So, go out with your family and friends and just have a good time. The station is making waves, 89.3.fm on your dial. I am my own guest today. I am my own host. So, with that said, thank you for joining me at Impact, which you can hear on the station that's always making waves, WHFR 89.3.fm on your dial. Once again, oh, happy born day to Cher, celebrating 73 years young. Also, happy born day to Janet Jackson. Happy 73rd born day to Reggie Jackson as well. Let me say it again. Congratulations to the class of 2019. Are you prepared for the future? I currently work at Mumford High School in Detroit, Michigan. I teach business management. Half of our seniors still don't have a plan for the future after they graduate from high school. Young people, it's not too late. It is not too late to come up with a plan. A different world. Art, amazing, rewarding talents. Hey everyone, crank up your creativity and explore the world of visual arts. Registration is now open for grades K through 8. Bus transportation will be available from 9:30 a.m. at the Booker Dozier Recreation Complex, 2025 Middle Belt, Inkster, Michigan, 9:30 a.m. It will be the Denby Housing, 4360 Hickory Street in Inkster, Michigan. This is provided in collaboration with the Wayne County Community College District Downriver Campus. Lunch, snacks, and t-shirts will be provided. For information, just call Ashley Love at 313-502-3458. This month, is Lupus Awareness Month. And please support everyone that has lupus. And please make those doctor's appointments. Let's be healthy, y'all. We're the station that's always making waves. This is Impact, and this is a special Impact. It's Community Day because my guest could not make it. I had more than one guest lined up, but for various reasons, they were not able to make it. So I decided to be my own guest and let people know what is going on in our community. Fall 2019 registration is open for all students here at Henry Ford College. Go online at www.hfcc.edu for more information. The 50-101 student ran restaurant is having summer international buffets. It repeats every week, every Thursday until Thursday, June 20th, 2019. So please come out this Thursday, May 23rd. The buffets will run 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and $12.95 per person. This Thursday is the Hawaiian Island Luau featuring a hog roast. Oh, wow. For more information, once again, www.hfcc.edu/the5101. I have 8 at that restaurant, and I must get someone in here from the Culinary Arts Department. In observance of Memorial Day, Henry Ford College will be closed on Monday, May 27th. So please take a note and let's celebrate those who have given the ultimate sacrifice to make sure we are free. And let's continue to remember those who are still serving our country. Henry Ford Concert. We Will Rise with Tom Trini and Sounding Light will take place on May 31st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cherry Hill Presbyterian Church, 24110 Cherry Hill Road in Dearborn, Michigan. General admission, a free will offering will be taken at the event. So please come out and enjoy some music. And please check out the 4th Annual Family Literacy Event, June 8th. That's a Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Student and Culinary Arts Center, Building M. The Henry Ford College Children and Families Program is hosting its 4th Annual Literacy Event. There's no better way to build early literacy skills than to involve the entire family. There will be face painting and pictures with characters, fun games and hands-on stations, raffles, refreshments and giveaways, Zumba, Music Lady and musical entertainment, family nutrition and health information. This event is free and open to the public. A free book and literacy pack will be given for each child ages 1 through 8 who attends. Please RSVP. online at www.hfcc.edu. Just click on events and the 4th Annual Family Literacy Event, or you can call 313-845-6311. They need you to RSVP by Thursday, May 30th. Any additional questions, once again, call 313-845-6311. Thanks to Henry Ford College for providing that event and for WHFR to be on the air as well. We're the station that's always making waves, WHFR 89.3 FM style impact with Missy J, a special edition today.
Percent of community college students report food insecurity and are going to bed hungry. Shocking, right? A friend sitting next to you in class could be going hungry and you'll never know. The good news? HFC is here to help. The Hawk's Nest has non-perishable food items available for students experiencing hunger. And you can help too. By donating non-perishable food items or money, you can be sure that 100% of your donation goes directly back into your college community. Donate today and fill a friend's plate. Go to hfcc.edu and search Hawk's Nest.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council. Revenge!
Do you like movies? Do you like music? Do you like movie and music together? Then join us every Wednesday on Soundtrack City from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Let us come into your homes and your cars and help be the soundtrack of your life right here on WHFR 89.3.
Disclaimer: this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our Board of Trustees, or students.
I am back. I am Missy J. This is a special third week edition of Impact, where I am informing the community what's going on, what has been going on, and what's going on now. Summer and after-school meals. In another effort to relieve hunger in our youth population, Forgotten Harvest has two programs that provide healthy meals and snacks to at-risk children. After-school enrichment programs in the community are eligible to have food delivered directly at no cost. And when school lets out for summer, you can offer healthy lunches at your camp, church, or community center. Together, we can serve meals wherever youth gather, providing nutrition that otherwise might not be available. Just contact Marguerite Kaiser at 248-967-1500, extension 100. Or you can email her at mkaiser@forgottenharvest.org. The goal is healthy food, healthy children. Forgotten Harvest is located at 21800 Greenfield Road in Oak Park, Michigan, 248-967-1500. The Wayne Metropolitan Community Action Agency has the Cortland Compassionate Clothing Closet for any individual who is in need of clothing. Located at 138 Cortland in Highland Park, Michigan, the hours of operation are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and by appointment. Donations are also accepted on Wednesdays by appointment only. 313-324-7943 to set up an appointment. TheWayneMetro.org is located. For more information about the Wayne Metropolitan Community Action Agency, call 313-388-9799 if you have any needs. There are a lot of people who are in need. Also, people, there are young people out here. One of my students expressed he could not afford to go to the prom. It is not too late to sponsor a student for their prom. It's their senior year, special time in their life. So, young people, don't be ashamed to reach out for help. I am Missy J. I love to serve my community, letting them know about information, what's going on. Speaking of young people, the Dearborn High School presents the Film Festival May 22nd and 23rd at the Michael A. Guido Theater. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. Please call 313-670-3717 for any additional information. I have some information, some breaking news information about the Queen. I would share it, but I'm sure you're going to find out soon enough. All I have to say is she was prepared. Some parts of Michigan will hit in the low 30s. But don't worry. The warm weather will come. But you know, I'm hoping that there will not be rain for Memorial Day. But this is Michigan, so. But that doesn't mean you don't get out. And remember those who have sacrificed. And continue to serve. This year, of course, it will be the Dearborn Memorial Day Parade. It will start at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday, May 27th. It's one of the largest Memorial Day parades in the United States. So, the parade will start at Maple Street in Dearborn, Michigan, and end at the Henry Ford Centennial Library. Speaking of the Henry Ford Centennial Library, starting today and up until the fall, the Henry Ford Centennial Library will be closed for renovations. So, I thought I would get past that information along as well. The food trucks will return to the Dearborn Administrative Center in June. The Dearborn Administrative Center will again host food trucks open to the public. Trucks will be in the parking lot at the DAC, 16901 Michigan Avenue, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. every other Thursday. New this year will be ice cream trucks that will visit once a month on Fridays. So, for the food truck schedules, just go online at thecityofdearborn.org. And coming up real soon, and I'm excited about it because we are always there, the 2019 Dearborn Homecoming Festival. Join us for a weekend of live music, family fun, good food, and fireworks, and WHFR too. The City of Dearborn's 40th Annual Homecoming Festival will take place August 2nd through the 4th at Ford Field Park, 500 Monroe Street. The carnival pre-sale tickets are on sale now through Thursday, August 1st. For more information, please go online at thecityofdearborn.org. Trust me, you don't want to miss this year's. This year's homecoming. And thank you to the sponsors, Beaumont, Ford, Labatt Blue, and we don't promote alcohol here, DTE Energy, Smart Transportation in La Fontaine. You need a car? But the insurance is so high, and dealing with these potholes, I'm kind of satisfied with just taking public transportation. I might purchase a bike. Like I said, get out to the Dearborn homecoming this year. Sign up for the e-newsletter so you can find out about events going on in Dearborn. Just go online, cityofdearborn.org, and hit e-newsletter. And by the way, we have an e-newsletter here at WHFR. If you want to find out about us, www.whfr.com. It's been a pleasure to be my own guest, my own host, and let you know about various things going on today and every day in our community, be it Detroit, be it Inkster, Dearborn, Taylor, Southgate, Westland, you name it. I like to keep you informed of what's going on. So, once again, thank you. I am Missy J. I have really enjoyed coming in. I could have did an old impact, a previous impact, but I decided to come in today and let you know what's been going on in all the events. So, thanks for listening. You know, I'm the rookie. I am the rookie. I think I will step over to Studio A and provide you with some music until the next DJ comes in. So once again, we're the station that's making waves, WHFR 89.3.fm on your dial. I am so glad that you joined me today for, you know, a special edition of Impact. And I will talk to you on Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. Or this is the house that Jack Swing built. See ya.
Disclaimer: this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our Board of Trustees, or students.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
is king. When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling.